Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We are awaiting the 8 p.m. tip-off. I kind of like the 7 p.m. tip-off. Is anybody, can I get anybody else on that? On weeknights, give me that 7 p.m. tip-off. And not on NBA TV.
Can I tell you how, like, not into this game I am tonight?
Yeah. Is it just about this game, or is it specifically about the NBA TV, which does suck?
It's not about the NBA TV. It's just
which
about
does
the,
suck.
It's about this series and how the last two games have tarnished how I feel about the Cavs' playoff chances and advancing. You know, tonight I play tennis every Tuesday night, and I play from 8 to 9:30. And typically, like, in a situation like this, I would just, like, cancel and not play and have someone sub in for me. But I'm going to play tonight. It's our last night, and I'll get home and see the second half of the game.
So we do have some reaction coming up on that game. Mark Schlereth, Odyssey NFL Insider, coming up in 40 minutes. And Daryl Ryder and Andy Baskin talk about the connection between Friday night's draft picks and break down the draft in a new episode of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. Subscribe now at 923thefan.com on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. So as we fight through this, I think that's a fair thing, by the way. That's kind of, you know, we're talking about your expectations for tonight, but I am excited for tonight because it's one more chance to see if this team can grow a set and play the way they should. Like, what continues to be the number one thing to me is the Cavs are the more talented team. The Cavs have home court advantage. That should matter. And if they don't, at every step that they don't, then I think you get a little bit more severe in your reaction to it if you're the Cavs organization, if this thing goes the way of the dodo for the Cleveland Cavaliers. But as we're talking about the emotions of this, are you guys closer to where Dustin is, where Dustin's just kind of not excited at all about this game? Or are you still, do you still have some excitement in your heart and some hope in your heart for game five? But Lima, part of the Monin Boys this morning, talked about the next 2 to 3 games, and I'll be honest with you, I don't necessarily know that I agree with the overarching premises, but I think it's an important backdrop to this game, the next 2 to 3 games, and what's on the line for at least one guy on the Cavs roster.
Big three games, or whatever it is, for Darius Garland, because let's say Donovan Mitchell actually does re-sign with the Cavs. Let's say he commits to them, and it's more than just signing. Maybe he's telling the organization, I'm here. I don't want to be anywhere else. Okay, we can all do pie in the sky, but just for the sake of this discussion, I want to do it. Sneaky big few games for Darius Garland, because I could see him being the one they end up trading if Donovan re-signs this offseason. And how Darius does here tonight, how he does on Friday, and if there's a game 7, it could change how not just the fans think about Darius in this town, but also the organization.
So I think from the organizational perspective, I'm sure that there are things that Darius can do over the next 2 to 3 games that will earn him favor. And if they were to set this whole thing up to choose between Darius and Donovan, to maybe sway them in favor of choosing Darius, I think it's a big two or three games for Darius with Cavs fans. Because I think Darius – I think we've gotten to a point where I don't know Darius's trade value coming off this year. I sure as hell don't want to sell low on a guy that I thought – I think we all thought was a franchise cornerstone. That's why they paid him $250 million. So, to me, the next two to three games when it comes to Darius are about reclaiming some of that love Cavs fans had for him 2 years ago and that belief that they had.
Mm-hmm.
Because if push comes to shove and you do trade Donovan – and the Cavs are going to sell you Darius right now, I think a lot of Cavs fans would scoff at that plan, whether Donovan chooses you or not.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I would scoff at that plan currently. But you're right. I mean, listen, the next couple of games certainly could change your thoughts on whether they should, you know, pick Garland over Mitchell. And obviously the big part of that is, does Mitchell even want to be here?
Yeah. Well, and I think that's the thing, like, To like Lima, it does feel like fait accompli right now. I hate to be that guy because I think the Cavs should still win the series. They have home court advantage. The home team has blown out the road team every one of these games. If that continues, like, basic math would tell you that's the Cavs series right there. But, like, I don't know there's anything. I mean, I don't know. A lot of people around the NBA think that Donovan's already got one foot out the door. Was it Geltzeiler that said that today? Geltzeiler said something. Brian Geltzeiler was on with Baskin and Phelps in between weather updates today, and he threw that out. I think a lot of people around the NBA feel that same way. So, like, I'm more concerned. Like, here's the thing. I think that the Cavs might just be a more watchable team if they just make a choice between Donovan and Darius. And I think this series has set it up that even if you win this series, it's going to take a miracle against Boston or whoever you face in the second round. It's likely going to be Boston. But whoever you face in the second round, it's going to take a miracle for this thing not to be the ultimatum this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
And the way this team has played, listen, I know we all scoff at the eye test because analytics are king anymore. This is going to sound like an anti-analytics thing. That's not what I'm saying. This offseason's officially about Darius or Donovan. Unless they do the unthinkable, pull the sword from the stone, and go to the Eastern Conference Finals, this offseason is now about picking between the two. And if as an organization you don't pick, the NBA will pick for you. And what I mean by that is one of these players will pick for you. This situation will turn bad enough that it will pick for you. And so I think that's officially where we are. I think the problem is, from a value perspective, I think now it's become, can you save face on the Donovan trade? So I don't think it's as simple as who do you think wants to be here and who do you think is the better guy going forward. But I think right now, I think confidence in Darius is at an all-time low. I think it makes a lot of sense. You took a swing for 2 years on Donovan. It hasn't gone the way you hoped it would. You're struggling to get out of a series against the worst team left in the NBA playoffs. It just makes sense that you go out there in an offseason with a dearth of good free agents and trade assets, get max value for Donovan, and reset this thing around Darius and Evan. That makes the most sense. But that's going to be a hard sell if Darius continues to look like a lost puppy in most of these games. And so it's tough because, like, I'll be honest with you. If Darius doesn't have a good game or two in the next two or three games, I also don't know you can beat Orlando.
At this point, Nick, I don't know that they can beat Orlando with or without Darius having good games. Does that make sense? I mean, what I've seen over the last couple of games, and maybe this is an overreaction just like I overreacted to the first couple of games, I'm not confident, man.
I think everybody's where you are. I'm trying to see the forest from the trees. And I'm trying to still, because it still goes back to they are the more talented team. And it's so funny. Like, I think there's an immense amount at stake for JB the next two to three games. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know if there's anything JB can do at this point to save his job. I think the players are tuning him out. I think they were tuning him out the final 20 games of the season. We said as much. Mm-hmm. We probably should have even gone harder at that, but we thought, you know what? Maybe they get into the playoffs. They have a modicum of health. Let's let the playoffs go. And then for two games, there were some people in this town saying things that I don't think matched up with how the locker room feels about JB. So the next two to three games are, like, He just needs to give him more. JB needs to extend his chances to keep his job. That's where he's literally every single game coaching for his job with about an inch of quicksand under his feet. And that's all. There's no other sand. That was not a great analogy, but we're fighting through it here. But the point is, I think JB feels the ground moving beneath his feet. I think Donovan's the next guy with the next 2 to 3 games to really – it's going to be a brutal offseason for him. He's going to take some flack in town and maybe even nationally. I don't think anybody's paying attention to this series nationally. I don't think there's any buzz nationally.
They can't even find the game. I mean, they sandwiched this game tonight between two TNT games.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
So if you're watching the NBA playoffs tonight, you are going to not see the Cavaliers.
Well, going into it, I mentioned
that who's finding NBA TV?
I was listening to three or four podcasts, NBA national podcasts, and they spent like 3 minutes on the Cavs Magic series, and they spent like 20 minutes on Lakers Nuggets. They spent 20 minutes on Boston Miami. They had like an hour, 2 hour long podcast to preview the entire playoffs, and nobody was talking about Orlando and Cleveland, and that's before this thing turned out to be a big old stinky turd. So like I would imagine that it's almost like he's going to be Teflon Don this offseason, because who the hell's going to remember this series other than the Magic one, and it's going to be quickly cycled through with all the better headlines and better series to talk about. But like I do think from Donovan staying here, I think there's an immense amount of line. And here's the thing. I think people are wrong on the Evan thing. Like I think people are going in on Evan on this series. That's like, okay, in my order of blame or rage right now, JB and Darius are at the top of the org chart. Double deuces, double birds there. Donovan's probably third. Evan's fourth, but it's a distant fourth. And then the guy that I just am not going to crap on, whether he plays tonight or not, is Jared. Because he showed up. So, like, it's so funny to hear, and I heard Ken and Anthony talk about the LeBron stuff. We'll get to late in the show. Well, should they trade Evan Mobley for LeBron? No, they shouldn't. That, to me, is an overreaction. If you say you should trade Darius no matter what, that's an overreaction brought on by the embarrassment of this series. I don't know that the same can be said about no matter what fire JB or no matter what trade Donovan. But, like, I it's so funny because I do think the next 2 to 3 games matter, whether you win the series or not. How you look and whether you ever get your feet back on the ground and offer up a good fight. I'll be honest with you. Darius is a big part of tonight because I need to see Darius be part of a team tonight that knows that what's going to happen if they lose this game. And I have not seen them play consistently 4 quarters of fire like they're playing for something to lose, and I want to see that tonight. And it does. I think Lima is right about the next 2 to 3 games for Darius. Even if you lose this series, let's say it's Donovan that disappears, or let's say Donovan can't go. Let's say the injuries become too much. But Darius plays really, really well. I'm going to tell you right now, people will rally around Darius. People will. I think people want to rally around Darius in this town. I think so much of the anger or frustration with him is they've kept giving him the opportunity to do it, and he hasn't met the moment. I almost think like it'd be better for Darius if Donovan wasn't out there the next 2 to 3 games.
Oh, I agree with that.
Because I like just,
Darius had like a hammy or something and kept him out just for like a week, I think you'd see Garland thrive.
I just think we've gotten to a point where there is some sort of block between the two of them. And what's weird is, you know, because Donovan's the alpha, right? And then Darius is the, you know, is he the beta? I don't know what we're using with in that scenario. But the point is, Donovan's the alpha in this situation, and he disappears just as much as Darius does. Because he disappeared in the second half of a game that game went from a 9-point lead to a, 12, 21, 70-point? I don't even know.
I don't know, 40?
I blacked it out. I know they've gotten blown out twice in a row. 216-474-0092. Hit us up on the phone lines there, or at Nick Wilson says, at Dustin Fox 37. How important are – oh, by the way, social media reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. How important are the next 3 games, the next 2 to 3 games for Darius Garland? I think in terms of trade value, I think it is what it is. I do. If you were to trade Darius this offseason after losing this series, if that's what happens, I don't think you're getting a lot of value for Darius. He's coming off a down year, which is exactly why I would not want to trade Darius. I don't want to trade. The way you screw this thing up is by trading Darius, Donovan, Jarrett, or Evan just to trade them and not getting max value this offseason. Because something has to be better. No, that's what you do when the head coach. Like, well, we're going to fire the head coach because something has to be different. You don't do that with 4 guys who are still very good basketball players. James, real quick here, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
I'm not sure how I feel based on, you know, y'all overreaction sometimes. Dustin hit the nail on the head. After the first 2 games, everybody was hollering, sweep, sweep, sweep. Now after 2 losses, we talking about the trade value of Garland and everybody else. I think everybody's overreacting. This is a 4-5 matchup. The Cavs haven't been playing well. But I do know 2 things about this series. The questions about Donovan, is he able to carry a team into the playoffs, about Utah still remains. And J.B. Bickerstaff, can he get these guys going? These guys don't have a dog in them. Say what you want to about Kyrie, but Kyrie had that dog in him. And you're talking about the alphas and the beta. Who's the alpha? Who's on first? Who knows, man? Nobody's taking over this team. It seems like they lack leadership and focus and a real, true identity. They don't know what they want to be. But Donovan needs to take over, control of this team, demand the ball. Not just gun, because he's a gun, and I want him a gun. But he's not leading the team. They're not following him.
So I don't know what we're going to do. Because, James, there's actually a lot I agree with. What did Kyrie? How many titles does Kyrie have without LeBron?
Well, one. That's a million times more, infinity times more than.
No. How many does he have without LeBron?
Oh,
Kyrie's won approximately nothing without LeBron, and he's won less when he's been away from Tatum and Brown. Now that being
right,
said,
but okay, go ahead.
Sorry, buddy, because we are up against it. It's not because I disagree with you on that one point, because I think there's a lot of things that I really agree with you on, including the fact that they don't have an identity. And that is another thing that should scare you. Now, in terms of the overreaction, I believe that I was the person after 2 games saying the series isn't over and the Cavs aren't going to sweep. I believe that I was the one worried about game. Now I'm just doing
you
I
were.
Was right,
no,
radio,
you,
James. No, it feels dirty. It doesn't feel right.
Where Nick was right.
That's a different show and a different bit, but I do like it. It's a very good show.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.